Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Authors Beyond Words. I'm Richard Cohn, publisher at Beyond Words, and I have the pleasure today to invite to our listening audience Shannon Kaiser. I would love to read just a little bit about her bio because it's one of the most outstanding one could have. Shannon is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, speaker, and acclaimed empowerment coach. She's a best-selling author of 6 books on the psychology of happiness and fulfillment. She was named number one of the 20 self-love books that will lift you up by Oprah Magazine, and the designer and creator of 2 other oracle decks and 2 mantra decks. She guides people to awaken and align to their true selves so that they can live their highest potential. Shannon's signature teaching is transformative, bridging spiritual and ancient wisdom with modern practical wisdom. Her self-inquiry and personal transformation books, programs, social media channels, and viral reels have reached 22 million people a month. She's been named among the top 100 women to watch in wellness by MindBodyGreen, your go-to happiness booster, by Health Magazine, and one of the freshest voices in mental health and wellness by Chicken Soup for the Woman's Soul. For those of you who would like to connect with her on social media, go to Shannon Kaiser Writes and her websites playwiththeworld.com and radicalbodylovewithshannon.com. Welcome, Shannon.
Oh, what a beautiful intro. Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I'm thrilled that you could be with us today, and you have this beautiful new card deck and book coming out with Simon & Schuster, with Atria Books at Simon & Schuster, co-published with Beyond Words, and it's titled Happy Bedtime Mantras. And I would love for you to share just a little bit about what prompted you to bring this new deck and book out.
Yeah, I would love to share the backstory. It's so beautiful that it's coming out. And it was actually just a couple years ago, I remember you and Michelle actually gave me a call. And it was beautiful because Michelle said, you know, I was talking to Richard last night. We thought of you. What a great call to get from your publisher, right? And I remember we all sat down, and I had written a book called Find Your Happy Daily Mantras, a beautiful book of 365 days of meditations and mantras that you can say. And the book's been doing really well, and we still receive lots of great messages and support from people. And Michelle said, you know, there's this epidemic going on, sleep, and millions of people aren't sleeping well, and we would love for you to write happy bedtime mantras. And Richard, you were so great on the phone. You're like, yes, we can call it, you know, improve your dreams, sleep better, release stress, because that's what happens when we are stuck with a lot of stress or we're feeling overwhelmed in our daily life. We can't even focus on the thing at hand because we're ruminating or frustrated or our body has been breaking down. So we don't always look to sleep. We don't even think to look to sleep, but sleep is exactly where we need to shine the spotlight. And I remember sharing with you guys, well, this is the perfect book for me to write. Thank you. Yes, thank you for thinking of me. I have just been diagnosed with sleep apnea, severe sleep apnea. I didn't know why I was having such trouble getting through the days without multiple naps. And even I wasn't being very productive at that time in my life. did some blood work. My hormones and cortisol were all over the place. And then the holistic doctor suggested that I look at a sleep doctor and do a sleep study. And since then, it was so beautiful to be able to write this book and do the practices within it. I have reduced my sleep apnea. I am healthy, and my blood work is fantastic. I even have aged backwards. And I really attribute it to all of the mind-body-spirit tools that we use that can help us feel better. So we created a deck and a book.
Wow. You know, it reminds me that sometimes we think that there are amazing authors out there who do beautiful work, and then we learn that maybe they don't follow what they teach. They don't walk their own talk. But you are an author and creator of Oracle Decks that clearly you do walk your own talk and learn from what you teach.
Yeah, I really have to, and I think that that's part of what makes the work so grounded in truth, but also I'm the type of person that couldn't put something out there if I didn't first experience it or believe in it. You know, I even have authors come to me and say, hey, would you like to endorse my book? And if I don't have time to read the book, then unfortunately I'm not able to participate or, you know, even partnering. And that's why I love partnering with you as well, because you guys really believe in your work, and you believe in the products, and you believe in us authors. And it's such a beautiful partnership. And so I'm thrilled that we get to, I mean, I don't know, I'm laughing because let's peel back the layer a little bit. Behind the scenes, this was the most in-depth editing that I have ever done in my whole entire life, because we were all so hands-on, wanting to make sure every ritual, there's over three, like a whole year's worth of different rituals. And we wanted to make sure that each one was tested, each one was really tried and true, that we didn't repeat ourselves. And it was a beautiful process. And I remember being in it, and all of us were hunkering down saying, this is going to be so great, because it really does have the power to transform our lives by sleeping better. And we're all kind of living it and breathing it. And I sleep like a baby now. I don't have insomnia anymore. I wake up feeling really connected to my dreams. I have a dream journal where I can pay attention, and my dreams actually help me with different, you know, navigating my waking life. It's a beautiful process.
It was and still is an amazing process that you did, because if our readers were to be given the opportunity to create 365 different rituals that could be used, different mantras that could be used, one every day, I think it would be a challenge, because it certainly was what seemed initially a daunting task, but our editorial staff and you working in collaboration created it. One of our values as a company is that collaboration is essential to create miracles, and I think you really achieved it.
Yeah, that's so special, because, you know, collaboration is really important in any area of life, and I feel that we really did do a good job with that.
So, do you have recommendation for people who maybe are having negative effects that they experience from lack of proper sleep?
Absolutely. I think sometimes we don't actually necessarily know that it's sleep right away. So there's kind of two categories. There's people who might be feeling off during the day, and they haven't discovered, maybe I should look at my sleep. And that's where I really suggest this book and the card deck comes in, because sleep is the catalyst to a beautiful life, and it also is the foundation for all of our health. I was, at the time, right before I wrote this too, I actually trained with Mind Body Green through their health coaching. I was training to be a health coach. And as a trained Mind Body Green health coach, we dedicated an entire week to sleep health. An entire week. Like, so many studies have been done now about how our sleep informs everything. everything from stress release responses to our relationships to even, you know, feeling good about yourself and having self-confidence. So there's that, but then there's also people who know, oh, it's my sleep, I'm not sleeping well, but maybe they're not quite sure where they could go to kind of improve that. And what's really special about a book like this, or, you know, the card deck even, it really meets people where they're at. And so all of the rituals, we were really, really specific and conscious about not making rituals where you have to go buy a brand new mattress or go buy a fancy technology machine you hook yourself up to. We wanted to give people tools they could do with things that are ready, available, most likely already in their house, you know, ways to make your own sleep spray, a mantra that you can use. It doesn't require any money. It doesn't require much time. It's just something about you touching inward. And so it is about being self-aware and knowing that I can improve my life, and I'm going to commit to prioritizing my sleep health and treat it as focused as I am on my mental health, my physical health, what I eat and put in my body, how I move my body each day. My sleep health is just as important.
Does the physical environment that someone is in also affect how they sleep?
Yeah, this is a beautiful question. I'm so glad you asked this, because there's, again, the very top layer is absolutely. You know, some of the suggestions we talk about and we learned, and I even put myself through kind of research studies and did a lot of research. Many studies show that a dry, dark, cool room is how people sleep best. So having blinds that shut all the way or curtains that block out light, feeling a little bit cooler, you can be warm under your blankets, but the temperature, and then, of course, removing technology. Now, these are all very important, and, you know, these are really, really important to kind of think about. Like, put the technology, don't look at screens right before bed kind of thing. You can even have an environment. I brought in all five senses into the deck. So we have aromatherapy. We also, certain lavender is a very good scent for falling asleep and calming. And we also looked at your physical environment, what you see. There's different rituals on looking. Blue is a very calming color, earth colors, brown and green. You identify different blue things and green things in your home and in your bedroom. But then we also brought in the sixth sense, which is the energy. And this is where I get jazzed up, because as an energy, very highly sensitive person, an empath, and someone who's very intuitive, energy is everything. And so if you're having an argument with someone in your bedroom, for example, that energy stays in there. And if somebody, you know, comes into your home who is bringing all their negativity and they're dumping that and then they just leave, that's still stuck in your house. And so there's some clearing practices we talk about that go beyond kind of saging and using just mental clearing. But your sleep is body, mind, soul, and spirit. And that's why I'm so thankful that this deck is coming out in the world, because it takes kind of other sleep health books are very scientific, and this goes even beyond.
When you mentioned lavender, I got a little bag of dried lavender that I just put under my pillow at night, and when I go to sleep, I get that aroma comes out, and I know intuitively that is going to help me. So I'm glad you mentioned lavender, because that's something that I've enjoyed too.
And yeah, I love that you mentioned the pillow pocket, because that is such a great thing that you're doing. It helps, you know, physically and mentally and emotionally for you. You start your day feeling calm. There's something very special about that. So that's a beautiful thing that you're doing.
And the other thing that you mentioned too, about if there's any type of negative energy, or if you're having an upset with your partner before going to sleep, that it's helpful to not leave that unspoken or undone. You know, so I think it's a good idea to clear the air before you go to sleep, so that doesn't impact you.
Yeah, I think it's really smart too, because one might notice that their dreams are impacted. If you have some upset, you're overly stressed right before you know, you go to sleep, you may, many people do remember their dreams, but they kind of discount them or don't really pay attention. Well, I started to keep a dream journal, and I started to track the main things that I was seeing in my dreams. And there was a period in my life where I was really overwhelmed. I was going through a lot. It was very turbulent, and I kept having these dreams. It was a reoccurring dream of a tsunami coming in, but it would always stop right before it would hit me. And, of course, that is a signal and a signifier that you don't feel in control of your waking life. You're overwhelmed by suppressed emotions. And so I think it was really beautiful. I started to look at that, started to say, wow, I really need to process these emotions and not just be in, you know, fight or flight mode. And in that experience, my dreams became very peaceful. I'm dreaming about rainbows now, you know? It's very different.
That's wonderful.
No more tsunamis.
No more tsunamis. Well, and we live in times now where change, it's like it's happening faster than we can even make note of it. And there's a lot of stress that people are experiencing. And how do you recommend people dealing with change?
Yeah, I think there's so much change happening right now. And I have learned that change is absolutely phenomenal for us because it helps us grow. And so when we can first remove the resistance and stop holding on, a lot of the times we are on a spiritual journey where the change is coming in because it's no longer serving us. The things that we thought we were clinging to were the things that we thought, whether it was even a career, it could even be a relationship, it could even be just a process within your own health. All of a sudden, when we get diagnosed with a health diagnosis, or all of a sudden, things aren't going as well. So even when it changes into what does not look good on the outside, or we're feeling this is turbulent, that change is leading us to, it's literally, you know, like the big open field or the pot of gold of the rainbow, if you were. You have to go through the dark to get to the light. But when you can bring the light in, when you're in the dark, that's how we can navigate change the best. And that's why I love tools, and I love being able to do what I do, which is write the books and, you know, lead the retreats and have these tools, because when we are in a place, and I know because I was diagnosed with depression several years ago, I was able to heal myself, also extreme anxiety and PTSD. So I know what the dark depths look like, and how I made it through was really my faith, definitely focusing on faith and a belief that I can make it through. But it was the daily tools, one at a time, not looking at, I have to do all these things to make it better. It's just, what can I do right now? And sometimes just pulling an oracle card, or just sitting down to journal, or just taking a nap is exactly what I needed to get through that.
And I think it's very important having those daily tools, so that, for instance, when you wake up in the morning, if for some reason something seems to not go right or go well, what do you suggest for people then?
Yeah, it's beautiful to check in and check in. I think we run on rampage wild sometimes, where our mind takes over, and that's part of the ego. And we think that that is us. You know, I know there's a lot of talk and conversations where we kind of hook into the story that we're repeating from the day before, or we're just hooking into that self-doubt or that shame that we're kind of carrying invisibly. But really what we have to do is recognize that separate. And what the work that I do is all about authentic living, which means we're dropping from our head into our heart. And so if you're in that position, of course you can easily just grab an oracle card and it brings you back to center. Or you can smell your beautiful lavender as you puff the pillow, you know. These are things to bring you back to center in moment. But what we have to recognize is, am I living from my head, which is usually very logic-based, very controlled, very I need to be in control. And also it has a lot of insecurities wrapped around it, because the ego is trying to protect you, and it's fear-based. Or am I making choices and living from my heart, which is expansive, joyful, hopeful, collaboration, and community-focused?
The heart, I know there have been studies where they talk about the heart actually being a brain itself, in a sense.
Yeah.
And I think what you just shared is perfect, because if we can get out of our our head and move into our heart, then we are in a place where we can experience love for ourselves and expand and send that love out to the world.
Yeah, absolutely. It's beautiful. Like you said, when you're making choices from your heart, you feel better. And not only that, physically feel better, but you mentally feel better, which means you have more capacity to do good. And so I love what you just said about, you know, helping and expanding it out, because it's not about being selfish and just focusing on me. Once we really get to that place of feeling good, we want to help others, and it becomes this collaborative effort where we're all rising together to feel better, to feel better in our bodies. Really, that's what it's about, feeling better in our minds. And when you're not or ruminating in your head and focusing on what's not going well, you can start to say, well, what is going well, and expand on that.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com.
Uplifting Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Shannon, something that I think would be very helpful for our listeners, if you could share some evening routines that people can do to help improve their sleep health.
Oh, I'd love to, absolutely. Well, there's different layers to this one as well, because I often say that our sleep health, it starts the moment you get home from work and decompress from work. And so the conversations you're having at dinner with loved ones are important, and that kind of can lead you into an evening routine, if you will. And so if we start to look at it as an evening routine through that lens, every single thing you're doing is a touch point to help prepare you for better sleep. So, for example, are you zoning out on movies that are very violent or troublesome and keep your head up? Are you scrolling the news and doomsday scrolling? This is going to stay with you mentally. So maybe look at those habits and say, you know, I'm going to do a digital detox and not be on any type of media for the 3 hours before I go to bed. Another great thing you could do is just, I like to start in the kitchen, you know, grab a beautiful, nice, your favorite mug, And that in itself is a joyful moment. So it was warm water or tea or cacao, a beautiful Mexican chocolate. And as you're stirring and sipping, you go through your gratitude of the day. You can either journal or just say, I'm thankful for this. And so every sip becomes a really relaxing moment of appreciation for your life and yourself and your loved ones. And then we move you into the bedroom, or even before you get right into the bedroom, you can, you know, brush your teeth and say kind things to yourself, wash your face. There's a ritual, kind of cherry picking here, but there's rituals in the book and in the actual deck where you wash your face, and as you wash your face, you're washing away the negative thoughts from the day. And then we get you into bed. One of my favorites is wrap yourself up like a blanket burrito. I just love doing this. And hug. Let the blankets hug you and be so thankful for the blankets. And then, you know, appreciate everything in the moment. A lot of it is about being very present and getting yourself out of that kind of worry mindset or the doomsday focus and just be in the moment. And then in that moment, get in touch with your body. And there's a lot of somatic exercises. There's a lot of different moments where meditations and yoga practices that I share that help you get into your body. One simple thing, since we're getting us right into bed on this little journey, breathe in deeply and out at least 3-4 times. And as you do that, scan your body and send white light to each piece and part of your body. And then before you know it, you're drifting off to sleep and you wake up refreshed.
I'm already feeling better. Just listening to what you shared. One of the things that it reminded me that I do in the evening often when I'm going to bed is to give thanks for and blessings to the mentors and teachers who have helped me and guided me to become the person I am, and then to give thanks for the universe and to God for all the support that I've received in life, and for the wonderful publishing company that we've been able to create. And the more appreciation I give and the more gratitude I give, I find that quite often then I just go to sleep. I just doze off, and I go to sleep with wonderful feelings.
It feels so good, even you saying that. And I it's so beautiful because that expression that you just shared at such a top level of your publishing company, this is one of the reasons I just love partnering with you guys. That is felt even to the reader who gets the book or the deck or the movie, even in different countries. There's so much love and appreciation that is put into this. And I think that's what is missing a lot in the world when we start getting really frustrated, we're talking about change and stuff. It's a lack of appreciation of what is going well. And same to you. Every time I have been overwhelmed by life or it feels like life's out to get me, I catch myself and I turn it all around and just focus on appreciation. And whether it's a daily thing or even each moment, and my life transforms. And I think that's there's a power of when you allow yourself to receive the good gifts that are available to us, even if it doesn't look like what we wanted, we get more. So it's about giving and receiving, too.
I think another thing, when you were talking about wrapping the blankets around you like a burrito, that you also can use your arms and hug yourself, give yourself a wonderful moment of love and to hold those arms, you know, not do it just for a second, but maybe do it for 30 seconds or a minute and just realize how amazing you are as a human being in life as you're doing it.
It's really special. It's really special. And I have some different paralegic and neurodivergent clients even, and I know that there's been times in my life where, for example, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, which is a chronic muscle pain condition, and I've been able to, they say it stays with you forever, But I really believe it's been over 3 years since I've had a flare-up, and I believe with lifestyle changes I've been able to heal. And part of it was I couldn't move. There were days where I was paralyzed. And it's hard to be thankful for something when it feels like it's not working. But I was able to turn my attention to, well, what is working? And it was such a beautiful practice. And you know, I think any of us can do this. We can always look at what's not working or the doomsday part of it. But there is really, I truly believe there's so much more better, good, awesome out there. And we can apply this to anything. If you think you're watching the news and it looks like crazy, depressing, there is so much better stuff happening. Tune off the news or just look at the good news that is going on. And so we start to train our brain, train our health, train our body to focus on what's going well. And then all of a sudden we're living in this world where things are going really well and we're in gratitude and we're surrounded by people we love and care about. We're sleeping well. So it's a beautiful practice.
Yeah, I think just taking a few moments to, as you said, to express gratitude and to have a journal where you can write, like a gratitude journal where you can record what you're grateful for, what you're grateful for that day or in the moment or for that week or that year. All of that can help reinforce positive energy within the body and within the person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's it. It's the positivity that starts to give us more energy as well. I noticed there was a period in my life, you know, when I was suffering from the sleep apnea and the fibromyalgia, where one, it was hard to focus on the positivity, but what was happening was there was a lot of relationships in my life that were actually very unhealthy and toxic. And it wasn't until I started to reclaim my power by putting in boundaries or not letting them get to me did I start to realize I have more power and I can be positive and take care of me. It's about my journey to myself and not letting other people take that energy away.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at beyondword.com, amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit beyondword.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. Beyondword.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com. Hey, everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
Shannon, when you were talking about about energy. And one of the things that you had mentioned, energy vampires and how that can affect our sleep.
It's so interesting because there's people who kind of come to us and maybe they share their problems or maybe they're overwhelmed with life. And we want to, I know for me as a recovered people pleaser and a recovered overgiver, I wanted so much to help others. But something happened while I was writing this book and this card deck. I started to notice that I was giving a lot of attention to people who actually weren't changing. 3 years, 5 years, even a year later, they were still talking about the same problems. And it felt almost draining because it wasn't allowing me to grow. And I was working on this beautiful book with these beautiful mantras, and I realized one of the things that I needed to do was put up boundaries and let kind of this energetic sphere wrap around me in the event that other people try to come in. It's not saying just disregard other people, but you have to be discerning on who you're letting into your energy. And that was a big shift for me because I used to help everyone and anyone. That's what a good person does. But I realized that some people were taking advantage of that. And that was actually one of the biggest things that was affecting my sleep. I would have insomnia because I was ruminating about how can I help this person or why isn't this person showing up and doing the work and all the stuff. And it was kind of like taking away all of my energy. And as soon as I recognized that, I was able to detach with love and allow other people, not enable them anymore. So when you have an energy and vampire in your life, someone who takes and doesn't give, and this, you know, we've been talking about giving, this person and these people in your life, they want to take your beautiful energy or take whatever advice or take whatever help you'll give them. You start to know, is this a reciprocal relationship? And if it's not, then that's one of the ways you know that someone, and sometimes we're in phases of our life where we can't give. Maybe you have a very healthy person in your life, but they're going through a lot. That's not saying that this is a toxic person, but what we really have to recognize is the people we surround ourselves with, it matters. And if you're not sleeping well, I would actually say the very first thing, take a look at the five people that you're spending your time with or giving your time and energy and money to, and then that might be telling of who is maybe draining or allowing you to not be in your full power.
That was very well said because oftentimes, there's a saying that people are known, you are known by the people around you. And when you are a people pleaser and a giver, if you don't set boundaries and you don't create what you described as a sphere around you, it can drain you. Because there are people that'll take everything you have and more, energetically, not physically in the sense of taking possessions and so on, but just they have a hole that needs filling, and they'll take all the energy you have to try to fill that hole. But if you also probably have learned that you can't make someone change. They have to be willing to change or want to change and to do the work and take the steps. And I think that's where your book, the book, Finding the Happy Bedtime Mantra book and the Happy Bedtime Mantra deck can really help.
Yeah, absolutely. And because I was going through this while I was writing, there are different passages kind of spread throughout the book on looking at relationships, because it's not just physical things we do before bed that help us sleep, but I have certain mantras of I protect myself with healthy boundaries, or I use discernment in my relationships. And so these mantras turn into kind of little informers of looking at personal relationships. There's a wonderful ritual in there that you can do, and it says, you know, when you go to the mirror tonight and practice having a difficult conversation with someone and just kind of allow yourself to be in love as you look at yourself and imagine them responding in love as well. And so it's a beautiful practice because our relationships, you cannot have a beautiful life unless you're also addressing your relationships. And so that's why I love that we were able to bring that in here. because you feel better when you're loved and cared for and when you have boundaries that protect. And the thing with boundaries is it's not saying get out of my life or I'm trying to tell you what I need from a controlling standpoint. It's putting in a boundary is this is how I can be loved. Thank you for seeing where my line is. You know, it's a beautiful reciprocation act if you put in healthy boundaries.
And I think you can have that, you can have a conversation also with someone who has passed away, who's made their transition, by imagine them sitting in a chair in front of you and having a conversation that is different than the kind of conversation you may have had before, so that it can create a new feeling within you and help to remove carrying negative energy about that person.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I've seen this firsthand in my one-on-one coaching practice with clients who were having very difficult times with their significant others, some on the brink of divorce or conscious uncoupling, and they did exactly what you just shared and what we've talked about, which is starting within you, imagine that it can be different and the old story that you live together isn't necessarily how they will come to you if you approach them in a new way as well. And it has transformed relationships. They're more loving, they're more reciprocal, they're more attuned to each other's needs. And I think it is about allowing yourself to see better. This can be better, not hooking in to the old story as well, wanting to grow together.
Yeah, I've witnessed it myself. I've seen it, and it does work. And it's very amazing.
Yeah, it's beautiful because you're showing up in love. I think the intention and the commitment is I'm coming from a pure place, I'm in integrity, and I'm showing up in love. And that energy is felt by others versus a deceptive or sneaky kind of behavior that's not at all what we bring to our relationships. And so it's beautiful. And a lot of these practices, believe it or not, we bring in your partner. Talk to your partner tonight. Here's a question you guys can do. So it's very solo. I live alone with my dog, my beautiful dog. I'm single right now as far as I don't have a relationship that lives with me. So I can do these as a solo female, but I have many people who do them, and they are in relationships, significant others. They do them with their kids. And so I've designed it. I worked with the editors. We all worked really close so we could make a book that works on multiple layers, wherever you are in your life, whether you're going through a divorce or you're single or you're happily married.
Well, that is beautiful, and it's there in the works that you do, in the physical works that you put out to the world, and I know also in your practice and in your work with clients.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com. Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
Shannon, one of the things also about your new deck, the Happy Bedtime Mantras, and book is that they are really beautifully designed. Did you have a hand in that?
Thank you. I did, actually. I was, you know, I used to work in advertising before I left to become an artist, before I left to be an author, and I was a graphic designer. And so it's so beautiful to be able to bring that gift back, and I know there are lots of Oracle card decks out there, lots of different resources, but as the author who also got to design every single piece, every color, every moon that you see, it's very rewarding. Excuse me. And it's very beautiful. So I did get to design this, but something that's very interesting, excuse me, is while I was working on this, I started to feel my creative juices flow even more. And I looked at my life and I recognized, wow, I'm sleeping better. And because I'm sleeping better, I have more energy during the day. And what do I want to do with that energy? Wow, I want to create. And I truly believe I'm a creator. I have to create. I feel like if I'm not, something's missing. My soul might be suffocating. And I think there's a lot of us, you know, who might be listening who are creative. And it's not just like painting, drawing. Creating is having moments that are full of wonder. You could be making a great meal and you put a new ingredient in. You could have a great conversation with someone and that's a creative moment. So it was really rewarding for me to be able to design the entire deck and put it together. And then also those different creations, the designs on the Oracle Affirmation deck, they were able to, your editor team pulled some of the elements to put into the book. So it's a very, even though they're sold separately, it's a beautiful process, and they feel like partners, the book and the deck.
That's something that I was going to ask you too, is how can the book and the deck be used together?
Yes, great question. Well, the book has 365 days of mantras and a meditation and a ritual. And many people like to read the book. It's a great book to set aside on your bed. And you can read one a day, or you can open to any page and get the message you need. It's just so beautifully designed that way. Or you could listen to the audio book, which I have the pleasure of being the reader. So if you like my voice, I get to drip you off to sleep. And then the deck is, some people are very tangible. I know I am. I also want to have something I can physically hold, and that's where the deck comes in. They work great. Now, the deck has just a couple mantras from the book, but many more of its own. It's not the exact same at all. So it basically, you get even more practices, you know, and more beautiful different meditations and rituals. The deck has a mini collage. Each card has kind of a visual experience. So if you're very visual or clairvoyant, you're able to really get into the dream world. A lot of the card images that you see on the deck came to me in deep meditations or in shamanic journeys. I wanted it to feel like a dreamscape, but also inspiring you to go into your own heart. So that's how we kind of created it.
I have a deck that I just opened the box of your new deck in front of me, and if I may, I'd like to pull a card. And
I would love that.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
I pulled number 26, which is, I deserve quality sleep and tranquility.
That's so beautiful. I have the guidebook. I could read what it says on there, on 26.
Okay.
The moon does not try to prove itself or outshine the sun. It embodies its natural self as it is. You've drawn this card tonight as a reminder that you don't need to work so hard to be seen or understood or validated or loved. You have everything you need, and you are love in action. So whenever you feel stressed out by daily demands, there's a simple action you can take that will actually make a big difference. You can hum to yourself, much like the old adage of whistle while you work. Imagine yourself tuning inward and soothing yourself, releasing anxiety, and improving your sleep. Humming can do this. You deserve peace for your body and mind, so take time to rest tonight by calming your entire being and let the tranquility take over. And so we have the ritual that you can do. So there's actually a meditation. I place my hand on my chest. I close my eyes, feeling the natural rhythm of my heart and breath. All is well, and I rest and allow things to be. And the restful ritual of this card is tonight, as you wind down, think about your favorite song and maybe the reason you love it. What is the reason it resonates with you? And tune into the lyrics. You could even hum them, hum the song as you fall asleep. And it's a beautiful process. So there's one example of what you might get.
It's interesting because unknowingly, I guess, or intuitively, I put my, when I go to sleep, I put my hands on my chest, and imagine my being, my soul, connecting with God, and I express gratitude for being alive and for that connection. And and the humming, if I am working in the garden outside, oftentimes I will catch myself and I'll observe myself humming, and it's a repetitive hum of something, I find it very meditative.
That's so beautiful. You're already doing it naturally. I'm curious what your favorite song is. What song would you hum to sleep tonight?
That's an interesting question. And I don't know that I could answer it in this moment, because it's usually something just that'll come to me.
That's a good point. Yeah, for anybody... It's a good point. It doesn't have to be, you know, with any of these rituals. It's just whatever comes to you in the moment is the right answer. I love that.
One of the things that you talk about also are dreams. And why are dreams very valuable for people? And are there habits that people can do to help shift in the way we dream?
Absolutely. Our dreams are so important for our waking life. They can give us different insights. And so dreams are so valuable because they allow, when you go and dream, it means you're in your deepest sleep of state of rest. You know, there's these different stages of rest, and that means your body is getting the deep nutrients and the well-being that it needs because it's working really hard while you're sleeping to replenish itself. So when you have healthy dreams and you can remember your dreams, that's a signal that you're getting into that deep rest. And also the dreams you have can help you in your waking life.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Shannon, for being our guest today. And I hope that listeners who want to connect with you can go to your website and be able to get more information. And Happy Bedtime Mantras card deck and book are available in bookstores, on Amazon, at Beyond Words.
Thank you. It's great being here with you.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships, all to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at beyondword.com, amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit beyondword.com. Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Product, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit beyondword.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. Beyondword.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.